welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Here we go again on Good Day. Focus, focus, focus. What's trending in conversation around the country this morning? I'll tell you in a moment with the collaboration courtesy of Jennifer Horn, who's here, with Rich McFadden and Kara Schilliner working on all kinds of things that'll help you be a smarter cookie during the course of the day today. The campaign for the presidency of the United States. Mr. Speaker! Who's going to be the next president? Has Bernie Sanders' campaign been taken seriously to this point?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
I think a little.
I think now the media is becoming obsessed with him and the new polling. There's an avalanche going on here from what I can see.
Nationally, she's still fine. But
who? Hillary?
Hillary. But what's happening, I mean, the numbers are skewing, and that what she's really worried about is in... And it's not that New Hampshire and Iowa are so important, but what's important is you don't appear serious
weak
if you can't win. And so he's going to win New Hampshire because that's his territory.
Yeah.
I guess she's really freaking out and not treating people so nicely. And people are jumping ship and going to work for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, really? How about that? Well, so, the Sanders spokesperson said yesterday, and this guy was a former reporter, his name is Mike Briggs. He said that they can't make way for all the interviews that are being requested, even though I think you're right. The conventional wisdom remains that if he does have a victory in Iowa and does emerge victoriously in New Hampshire, he still has a snowball's chance in hell against Hillary. That's what the conventional wisdom is. I'm not so sure.
I don't know. I'm not so sure of that.
I think that I've been psychologically hampered or influenced, if you will, by that poll from Western Illinois College, which I've talked about three or four times here.
Says he's the new president.
Yeah. They've had an election every year since they were founded, which was in the 1840s. They have exactly a year before to the day of the election, they conduct an election on campus. And every 4 years, they have been correct in choosing the president for 154 years or however long they've been doing it. And
you know,
they chose Bernie Sanders and O'Malley this year.
Well, I think as someone who is who will vote for a Republican candidate, because I think Bernie Sanders is likable. I just don't agree with most anything he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bernie Sanders is a much more dangerous candidate for Republicans than Hillary Clinton for a couple of reasons. One, Hillary is not all that likable. And number two, there's a lot that you can punch holes in her with. I mean, she's got a lot of history that's very gray, whether or not she gets indicted. But yeah, you go see 13 Hours, there's Benghazi, you've got the email server, you've got the fact that she intimidated the people that had allegations against Bill Clinton. I mean, you've got all of this stuff on the table, and it's easier to punch holes in her than Bernie Sanders, whom, even if you don't agree with them, everybody kind of likes Bernie Sanders. He's like a cute little uncle that sits at your dining room table.
I would never vote for him in my life, but I like the guy. He's
Jennifer's on the right path, and here's why. Because the younger voters, the millennials, like both Trump and Sanders.
Because
they believe they're telling it like it is.
Yeah. Yep. And they think the more educated, like Bernie Sanders, the people who haven't been educated as much, I guess that depends on your definition of an education, but if you're going to school, that's oftentimes, how well educated are you? Life is an education, and it brings people around to thinking those who have that education think Trump is better because of his more practical approach. Do they like the fact that he makes fun of everybody?
Yeah,
no.
And he talks to people like you would have a conversation with the guy at a party.
Rude. Bernie Sanders is not rude. He's very forthright, and a lot of people, especially the people who are so-called Eastern elites, whatever the hell that means, but the people who have a concentration of what's going on and don't necessarily think about the long term, and Sanders' programs and ideas are not good for the long term, I don't think anyway, but I think he's addressing a lot of the issues, as is Trump. And what a fascinating campaign it would be if the two of them were running against each other.
Pay-per-view. Would that be so fun? I think it would be fun to watch them go after each other. But You know, what I think is an interesting thing about Bernie Sanders is that most people now, it's very out of vogue. It's not in vogue to be in government. So that's what counts against everybody except for Trump, right? That's why people like Trump a lot, because he hasn't been in government before.
Yeah, right.
And somehow people think that of Bernie Sanders, too. Even though he's a politician, they see him as the outsider.
Yeah,
and
he is
that's part of an appeal.
All right, so let's talk about an insider for a moment.
Yes.
And what's going on with Joe Biden, since he was dispatched to his own surprise. He was not told before that night, by the way, that he was going to help solve cancer.
Oh.
It was a surprise to
surprise.
Him as much as anybody else. Surprise!
No pressure,
there's something else for you to work on, Joe.
Go.
Right.
Yeah.
So is this, the news media is going after this program with interesting discernment, trying to find out whether it's legit or just a more of Obama's political malarkey. And so Joe's trying to put a good spin on it. He's focusing on new life sciences and that sort of thing. You were just talking, Richie, was it on the air or off the air? You were talking about the drug thing. Was that were you talking
Fry?
To me off the air on the air? I don't
know.
It was
over the air.
I never remember whether. Okay, did we have this conversation? Because it's an easy, good conversation on the air.
Yeah, basically, I was telling Doug that the Eagles' former manager thinks that the medicine that Glenn Fry was taking for his rheumatoid arthritis for the last 15 years is what caused his ulcer and his colitis, and then therefore the rheumatoid or the pneumonia. So he thinks that the rheumatoid arthritis medicine killed Glenn Fry, and he won't say which kind. The company, because his lawyer said, you can say this, but stay away from that.
Right. Yeah. But it's a very interesting reality that we find ourselves in here when it comes to understanding the impact of where all these diseases come from. Now, that's why I'm going to start a course on transcendental medication. Good Doug. Transcendental. Let's try this again.
Let's do it again.
Transcendental meditation today. It's a week long course. It'll take me through the weekend. And it's interesting because this weekend I'm taking a course in transcendental meditation. Next weekend, Meredith and I are taking a course in how to talk to animals and how to listen to animals and how to understand animals better. It's all broadening my horizon, and I'm sure that both of them will receive a snicker from McFadden. Yeah, Jennifer was putting money on that earlier.
I know.
She said,
wait
till you tell Rich you're taking a transcendental meditation course.
And whatever. You didn't even tell me you were taking a course about Dr. Doolittle.
That's next weekend.
Oh, it just keeps getting better.
All right. Hoo-ha. 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a wish for you, your health, your well-being. Yesterday, one of the great things about being in California is that I can indulge in terms of my own time and what I can do with myself. So I oftentimes, Richie knows this, and Jennifer, you've seen me do this over the winter months. I take care of myself. I get all my health checkups, and I once in a while have a little work done on my body. I'm getting my feet fixed. And yesterday, I went in to have a men's facial. Somebody had given me a...
There is no such thing.
Yes, there is. Yeah, this is this company...
Keep telling yourself that.
...specializes in both men and women's... And somebody gave me a gift certificate. So I took advantage of the gift certificate and went in and had this facial. This lady's looking at my face, and they put wax. Oh, my God. Wax in my ears to get rid of the hair. You're talking about gross, but I wanted to get rid of the hair. You have not felt anything like that. Well, maybe you have. Jennifer, you've been waxed probably, right?
Yes.
I've never been waxed. Richie,
you
ever been?
Where.
No, I don't want to know. Richie, did you have wax when they did the work on your chest, or did you shave your chest?
No, they shave it.
They shave it.
Yeah, when they do the surgery.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, well, I had the wax was poured into my ears, and then they let it harden, and then they yank it out.
So they actually did that to your ears. Did it hurt? That must have hurt a little.
Yes, that hurt. God. Yeah, right.
You should try getting your other parts waxed.
All right, so... Richie's now off on the
only reason I give you credit for being any kind of a man during this conversation is the fact that you have the guts to talk about it on the radio.
It's because I think there are a lot of men who are doing this, depending on your age. Guys
have
that
you
are your age,
your hearing
no, but
is
under.
Any better?
My
now
hearing,
that you have that cork pulled out?
Huh? What'd you say?
You did kind of have those elf ears going, though. I'm glad you did that.
Well, so anyway, so they clean up your facial skin and all this other stuff. And the reason I bring it up is because this lady said, your eyes are so wonderful. You have no bags. You have no puffiness under your eyes. And a lot of men your age have a lot of wrinkles and puffiness.
You should see all the people he works with. Bags for days.
I didn't tell him about the people I work with. I just tell him about, she asked me, and I actually told her about Genucel, and she said, I never heard of this product before. What is it? And I said, well, it's a product that was developed out of Apple stem cell technology, and it includes a peptide that she'd heard of, Isoryl. She did know about that. They use it in apparently very expensive. She said, well, look at this over here. She showed me a bottle of something that was mostly this Ezra. I said, well, how much is that? She said, $150. I said, man, I'm glad I'm using Genucel. It is, well, so the point is, put a lot of great things into this product so that you can get rid of the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262. And whether Richie makes fun of me or not, you can man up. Men want to look good.
That's right, fellas. Cowboy up. Get your facials.
Yeah, exactly. 800-543-9262. I would like to see you in that circumstance. That would be a lot of fun.
Let me tell you something. If I ever go get a facial
You won't talk about it.
I'll invite you.
Okay, good.
I'll pay for you to get one with me.
All right.
I'll fly you here.
800-543-9262.
543-9262. This is never going to happen.
Pretty much, yeah.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morse, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harrison with you from New York City. Imagine growing your own vegetables in a back alley in New York City. Well, more and more are thinking green, if only to improve the quality of living. This resident lives in Harlem.
One thing I do is, if you live in an apartment, maybe if you have a roof, I grow a garden on my roof. And that also helps a little bit. You know, having green plants absorbs carbon dioxide and reduces heat gain in cities. So if you live in a city and you have an apartment, you have access to a roof, grow a garden up there. I try to grow all native plants, native grasses and stuff, so it's good for the local wildlife. We have it in New York, believe it or not. And it also reduces the heat gain and helps the environment.
Yankee ingenuity in one of our first Yankee cities. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
I did a ride from Eastport, Maine to LaPush, Washington one time, an endurance ride. That best ride I ever did. Kind of hard because we did it in 3 days.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Sunrise to sunset insanity.
You got to see every different kind of part of the country. We went from the northeast down to the desert and up to the northwest. In 3 days, you saw the main coast with all the rocks and the rain, and you saw the Tennessee Mountains, then you went through the desert, and then you went up through the Colorado Rockies and ended up in far northwest Washington. I mean, that was a ride, you know? Yeah, 3 days, yeah. 3,700 and something miles. It's called the Sunrise to Sunset Insanity. It's one of the Iron Butt rides.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey.
It's already 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Wow.
Goodness.
Time flies.
Wow.